It's Jane, and if you're in gift-giving mode, we need to talk about KiwiCo. KiwiCo delivers hands-on art and science projects for any age and interest. Build a planetarium, conduct chemistry experiments, all from the comfort of home. Start a new tradition this year with KiwiCo. Everything you need to make STEAM seriously fun. Delivered monthly to your doorstep. Get to kiwico.com/local to save 50% on your first month. That's KIWICO.com/local.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
Mully and Hall will be back in 60 seconds on 670 The Score.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard and make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Network.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Hey, Monday! Hey, Monday! We get better, better! We get better, better! We get big, big! We get big, big!
Big, big! NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We love our chance to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Doing great. How are you guys?
We are fired up. It is obviously Election Day, and that's a good thing for the country. It's also trade day for the NFL. Do you expect a lot of movement today? 3 o'clock, the deadline here in Chicago.
I don't expect a lot of movement, typically because we don't see a lot of movement on the deadline for the NFL trades. And one of the dynamics this year is the reality that you don't get the benefit of the player this weekend. He can't show up tomorrow and walk onto the practice field and get ready for week nine. He's got to spend 5 or 6 days in the COVID protocols, testing negative repeatedly before he can actually join the team. And, you know, it dawned on me today, even though the player is already tested every day, that act of traveling outside of the NFL auspices potentially infects a guy. So you've got to give the incubation period of time to work through itself. You've got to make sure the guy truly isn't bringing the virus into the building. And then you get him after week nine. So that's one of the factors that would keep trades from happening or maybe drive the value down that a team is willing to pay because, hey, we don't get him this weekend. A lot of teams wanted to get their deals done last week because of that. So who knows what will happen. There's always plenty of talk. There's plenty of anticipation. There's plenty of speculation. And it seems like the guys we think are going to get traded never do. And it's someone that we haven't even put on our radar screen.
Mike, what was your reaction to the Javon Wims incident, and do you expect the Bears to impose additional punishment to the league's two-game suspension?
Well, the way it works is there's one punishment for any act of misconduct, so the league's two-game suspension is what will control here. And see, what the NFL does, because people are like, well, why did he get suspended and not John Bostic, who applied a blatantly illegal hit to Andy Dalton and actually injured him? The difference is, the NFL looks at things that happen before the whistle and after the whistle. And anything that happens after the whistle is totally gratuitous. You'd get arrested for it if you did it out on the street. You don't walk up to somebody and punch them in the face. And to make it even dumber, You never punch a guy who's got his helmet on. I'm not advocating punching a guy who doesn't have his helmet on, but I am recommending anyone out there, think long and hard before you ball up your fist and strike an NFL helmet. You aren't going to hurt him. You are going to hurt you. You're potentially going to break your hand. And so the whole thing was just stupid. And it's funny because I don't know what it is about C.J. Gardner-Johnson, but he got sucker punched by Michael Thomas in practice a few weeks ago, and now he gets sucker punched on the field. But I think it's the appropriate decision. He'll appeal it. I don't think he should win it. But the appeal process isn't the NFL. It's an independent arbitrator who decides whether or not to uphold the punishment, but I think it'll be upheld.
Mike, I laughed aloud at your comment when you put together your power rankings. The Bears 16th in your power rankings, exactly the middle of the 32-team league. And your comment, how did they score 23 points, was very cutting.
Well, isn't that the react? I mean, how did they score 23 points? I need to go back and watch the game because it was one of those ones that's on while we're getting ready for Football Night in America. But, hey, kudos to the Bears for taking the Saints to overtime, having a chance to win in overtime. There's still hope there, and there's seven playoff spots, and maybe there's going to be an eighth playoff spot by the time it's all over with in the NFL this season because they're talking about expanding the playoffs even more if they lose regular season games. So, look, they have some games coming up after the Titans that they should be able to win and reestablish themselves and maybe get to 10 games, 9 games, and get in.
Mike, I had no rooting or betting interest in the Monday night game, but I'm with Joe Judge. Look, if you're going to throw a pass interference flag at the end of that game, it was such a bang-bang play, but Winfield got there simultaneous with the football. You could have justified the pass interference call on the 2-point conversion. That obviously affected that outcome. What did you think about the call and how it was handled afterward?
Well, I don't think it was simultaneous. I think that Daniel Jones underthrew the ball, not deliberately, but when you underthrow the ball and the receiver stops to catch it and the defensive back runs into him, that is necessarily interference, and that's exactly what happened. And it should have been interference. The flag should have stayed on the field, just like it should have stayed on the field Sunday when the Vikings player interfered with the Packers receiver and they threw the flag and then picked it up. And Aaron Rodgers suggested that maybe New York got involved and told them to pick the flag up. And I generally have no problem with the NFL violating the protocol for using that real-time speaker to every referee at every game site if they are going to help them avoid a disaster like the Rams-Saints NFC Championship game, which they didn't use it for. But if you're actually using it to tell officials to pick up a flag when the evidence suggests that there was interference, I got a real problem with that. And again, we don't know that they're doing it, but there are people who suspect it. And who knows what happened last night? You hear the announcers on ESPN say, hey, great job conferring among the officials before they – well, we don't know what they're hearing in their earpiece from New York. And unless and until they start providing an unedited transcript of those conversations, we'll never know. But if New York told them to pick it up, that makes a bad decision even worse because I think it was interference, and they should have had another crack at tying the game.
What's your take on Antonio Brown signing with Tampa and his relationship with Brady and some of the comments that were made previously by the head coach that now have to be kind of rescinded, and will he get to play? I mean, that is also sitting out there.
Let me just begin by saying this. One thing I have learned as the owner, operator, and editor of a media company that covers the NFL, Antonio Brown sells. People are fascinated by every nook and cranny of the Antonio Brown experience. And I personally believe, and I've looked at every press conference transcript, I've watched some of the videos, I've been following all the news, I've been trying to synthesize and harmonize the bigger picture here. And I believe, I can't prove it, but I believe this thing was in the works for a long time. And I wouldn't be surprised if Bruce Arians' position back in March that they're not going to sign him was aimed at making everyone think they're not interested, when in reality they were interested, and when in reality, Tom Brady wanted him. And the report came out over the weekend that Antonio Brown's been living at the house Tom Brady is renting from Derek Jeter. Now, Derek Jeter may want to do some research about Antonio Brown in rented property before he allows that to happen, but it's already happening. I think they've been working together for a long time. I wouldn't be surprised if he's had the playbook for a long time. You know, when Tom Brady was asked point blank last week by reporters, did you work out with or throw to Antonio Brown in the offseason? It's a simple yes or no, and he avoided the question entirely. I think there's a rabbit hole there. They don't want anyone going down. I think this thing was in the works and was planned, and they're shocked by the shape that he's in. I think he's going to hit the ground sprinting. He's going to be out there in 3 and 4 receiver sets on Sunday night against the Saints. And the last meaningful game we saw from Antonio Brown was Week 16, 2018, at New Orleans, and he ripped the Saints apart. And it was just a couple of days after that that he had his tantrum and walked out on the Steelers. But what are the Saints going to do? Who are you going to double? You're going to double Mike Evans? You're going to double Antonio Brown? And then what are you going to do if Chris Godwin's back? And what are you going to do with Gronk? And the Saints are going to have their hands full with Antonio Brown come Sunday night, I believe. And I think he's going to have an impact on that game.
Yeah, and that's a shaky secondary as well. Mike, what was your take on the news yesterday that the competition committee will present a plan to NFL owners about extending the postseason field to 8 in each conference if games are missed because of COVID? And I don't just ask that because the Bears are now the 8th seed. I'm not crazy about the idea, but I wonder if other teams will be.
Well, remember, they did it in 1982 when only 9 regular season games were played due to the strike. And we're already close to the point where if they'd have to shut the rest of the season down and fast forward to the postseason, they could do it if they had to. I don't think they're going to have to do that. But my understanding is that this procedure of expanding the playoff field would actually kick in if they even lose only one regular season game. And I'm going to be cynical here and say this is about making up the money that they would lose from the networks by not staging regular season games. This isn't about integrity of the game or competitive balance or anything like that. This is, let's add a couple of postseason games, and maybe we'll more than offset whatever we lose by not making up some regular season games. So I've got that suspicion that it's a business decision, but the union has to agree to it. That's the one thing that's been lost in this so far, and that's the next thing I'm going to write as soon as we're done. The union hasn't agreed to it yet. Now, look, if it's recovering revenue, then maybe the union will say yes. But you know, for years the NFL wanted to expand the playoff field to 14. And there was a point like 2015, 2016, there was a sense it was imminent. The union said, no, we're not, no, we don't agree to it. And so they had to wait until they negotiated a new CBA and made it part of that. So it's not an automatic. And regardless of whether or not the competition committee wants to do it, at some point the union's going to have a say in this. And until they sign off on it, it's not done.
What's your gut feeling about Thursday's game? Will that be delayed, postponed?
Well, that's a great question. Look, so far, A.J. Dillon won't play because he's in the COVID-19 protocol. There's a couple of other guys who are identified as close contacts. I don't think they've been removed from circulation yet, but you have to monitor. You have to wait and see. A.J. Dillon tested positive on game day, so he gave a sample Sunday morning that came back positive, which means he was shedding virus in the locker room before the game, on the field during warm-ups before the game, on the field during the 17 snaps that he was in the game, on the sideline when he wasn't in the game. And the NFL realized last week, we should probably encourage guys who aren't in the game to wear masks and physically distance. And of course, they're not going to do it based mainly on an encouragement. It needs to be a mandate. But now we have to see, will there be other positives among the Green Bay Packers? And they could pop up Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We could have Thursday night, and I'm glad you guys asked this question. We could have a Justin, is it Justin Turner or Justin Hunter? I always get it wrong because I don't follow
Justin
baseball.
Turner.
The Dodgers guy. The
yeah,
Dodgers
Turner.
Guy with the
Turner.
Funny beard. Turner. We could have that situation. I asked the league last week, what would happen if, because they do game day testing now. They do testing of the Packers mid-morning on Thursday. And let's say they're close enough to the lab out there in Santa Clara, and I don't know if they are or if they aren't. But if they would get a result back during the game that a guy tested positive, they would yank him off the field during the game. So you may have guys who pop out of the incubation period today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday – as positive and have caught it from A.J. Dillon. So for now, I've heard nothing to suggest the game won't go forward, but that risk of a chain reaction of infections is going to be there for the next few days and then maybe beyond, because that's the big problem for the NFL. It's that donut hole of incubation period and the lag between sample collection and getting the test result. It creates the potential for an outbreak.
Mike, you're the best. Thank you, buddy.
All right, thanks, Mike. See you guys.
Good that stuff. Is Mike Florio. Very interesting stuff there, especially when you think about your ruined Thursday. That's all that matters, right? You just need some football.
I knew that was going to come back on me. You know what? Now I'm even more worried, Molly. What if I'm watching the game and the Packers are coming back and Rodgers has to leave in the fourth quarter and he can't play? I mean, then what?
Then you'll really be angry.
I know.
Damn it.
Then it's time for the Jordan Love experience.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Play some music to go along with that, right? I mean, if your name is Jordan Love, wouldn't you have like some kind of a beautiful soul song playing in the background every time you talk to anyone? And wouldn't you speak in kind of a Barry White voice? All the times we've been in love and made love. Yeah. Hi, I'm Jordan White, and I'm...
Oh,
it's just a perfect name, Jordan Love.
What kind of music is that, Kev? Oh,
yeah, that's
like
all he could
you're
find.
Lovingly, you know, gazing no, upon a young quarterback.
That's not getting it done. That's not getting it done.
I'm sorry, this
well,
was impromptu.
Swing and a miss.
Listen, I want Jordan Love to do great, so that then you get Aaron Rodgers to Chicago. We've been waiting on that for a while. New Bears quarterback is the old Packer quarterback, right? Isn't that a done deal?
Of course,
the NFL
he
interceded?
Made that crap up.
We had a good conversation, as we always do. All right, we're going to bring in Dan Bernstein next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein, middays 9 to noon on The Score. You are enjoying Mully and Haw right now, but we'll be coming up with another full show for you. Anything happening in the world today that we need to talk about? I don't know. We have the Midday Midway at 10:40. Sage Rosenfels on Bears quarterbacking at 11. Paul Charchian at 11:20, and surprises along the way as well. It's starting at 9 on The Score.
Are you or a loved one gambling for more than fun?
Not sure where to turn?
We know the feeling.
Treatment is effective and recovery is possible.
For a free evaluation, call The Way Back In.
1-833-DON'T-BET.
It's Jane, and if you're looking for the perfect gift on your holiday list, we need to talk about KiwiCo. KiwiCo delivers hands-on art and science projects for any age and interest. Engineer a walking robot, launch bottle rockets, all from the comfort of home. Start a new tradition this year with KiwiCo. Everything you need to make STEAM seriously fun. Delivered monthly to your doorstep. Get to kiwico.com/local to save 50% on your first month. That's KIWICO.com/local.
I'm Alex Trebek, here to tell you about the Colonial Penn program. If you're age 50 to 85 and looking to buy life insurance on a fixed budget, remember the three P's.
The three P's?
What are the three P's?
The three P's of life insurance on a fixed budget are price, price, and price. A price you can afford, a price that can't increase, and a price that fits your budget.
I'm 65 and take medication. What's my price?
You can get coverage for $9.95 a month.
I just turned 80. What's my price?
$9.95 a month for you, too. Call now about the number one most popular whole life insurance plan. Available through the Colonial Penn program. No medical exam. No health questions. Your acceptance is guaranteed. So call now for free information.
Visit ColonialPen.com. That's ColonialPen.com. Limited benefit first 2 years. Ages vary in some states. Program is underwritten by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company. Alex Trebek is a compensated endorser.
Amazon is now hiring near you. We're looking for team members who know that delivering important packages is important work. Ready to work hard to make someone's every day? Ready for benefits and flexible shifts? Immediate hourly roles are available at amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Your voice, your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote Beyer on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or Radio.com.